What's going on, you shitbags? This is your boy Slick Pick with the 6'6 Hose.
This is Big Matty the Fatty. We're skipping class, eating ass. I know it's been a couple weeks since we did an episode. We've got a lot of shit going on. No, it's been exactly...
week and a half.
2 weeks. It's actually been longer than 2 weeks. Our last episode we uploaded on the 1st of June. It is now the 16th.
It's now the 8th.
You're an idiot. We apologize to our listeners, one in specific that has been bitching at me for the past week and a half.
ST.
That we haven't.
Saint.
Yes. That we haven't uploaded.
Saint Dickweed.
That bird just came in here like, fuck you.
The birds in Missouri just don't give a fuck.
I'm about to eat this ass before you can even get to it.
Speaking of eating ass.
Oh, my.
Do you ever get a concern when you're eating ass and you might inhale a corn nut?
Sometimes.
Like eating it and you hear crunch, crunch, crunch.
Because you always ask them, like, did you bleach your asshole? And they'll always be like, yeah, of course. Sometimes they didn't.
Best see, before I eat ass, I'll be whipping out that bottle of Clorox. Squirt, squirt, motherfucker. Wax on, wax off. We get that bitch clean.
I'm going to simultaneously pleasure you and die. It's going to be fun.
Give you a butthole rash.
Ooh.
Give my dick a rash, too.
Man, this wind is a-blowing.
Feels good. Feels good. Because the humidity is like 90%.
The humidity is like 90%.
Yeah. I'm, my name's Stormy Daniels with the weather.
You're not going to fall through banana in the tailpipe?
Banana in the tailpipe.
Ooh, yes. How was your week?
Long.
Mine was too. 10 hours in a classroom, 4 days a week is, it's a son of a bitch.
I exercise 10 hours a minute every day, at least 6 times a day. But anyways.
He's talking about.
Excessive masturbation.
He's talking about the old slap and tickle.
That's why my dick fell off. He's currently running around the neighborhood somewhere looking for me. He's like, where's my slick? I'm like, where's my pickle?
Have you left the house today yet?
Nope.
Okay, so your balls are still in bed.
They are. The cats are playing with them right now, actually, as we speak.
You feel it tingling?
Well, I can feel it. I can feel that fur.
Just, you goddamn pussies, stop using the claws.
They're just popping at it, you know, like using their little hands, paws, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yes.
You know, speaking of the cats and their paws,
I know.
We were going to get the cats declawed.
Uh-huh.
These little bastards keep running out the door, and Mom's concerned that if we get them declawed, they won't have a way to defend themselves. Mostly because Luna, our fat cat, has already gotten into 2 cat fights.
In the house?
No, outside the house.
They don't need to go outside the fucking house.
I know, they keep running out the house. Every time I open the door, when I come darting, I kick them like a kickball, and they fly up against the couch. Freaked the hell out of my brother once. He was like,
why are pussies always trying to fight each other? That's what I want to know.
Welcome to, like, Missouri.
You about said the town.
I did.
I heard
welcome
it.
Welcome to Lathrop, Missouri.
Don't you fucking... Oh, I wouldn't be caught dead in that fucking town ever again.
I wouldn't be caught there ever.
Oh, man. I think this is the first week since you've been back that we didn't see each other at least one day. I did not see you Monday through Friday.
Yes, I'm aware.
You probably enjoyed it.
Actually, I was busy. I was so busy. Let's see here. Monday.
Prick.
Let's see here. Well, Sunday, I had to work after recovering from your party still. We'll talk more about that later.
Yes.
But Monday, I was off, but you had class.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sleeping most of the day, and then I had some... excuse me.
Jesus,
I know, that was nasty. Anyways, I had something going on. I can't remember what it was. Oh! Yeah, I had to clean my room because the enchilada comes in tomorrow morning. She flies in.
True.
And then Tuesday, had to work, so I slept most of that day. Wednesday, I was off. I slept most of the day, and then I took my mom to her class. Then I went to my nephew's dance recital. But surprisingly, he's not the only boy there. There's actually three of them. One of them's my brother. And I don't know who the hell the other kid is. And then Thursday I had I slept most of the day, and it was my mom's birthday. So we were doing stuff for her birthday that day, and then I had to work that night, and then my brother had his recital, which I was gonna go to, but they forgot to buy me a ticket, so I said, alright, I'll just go to bed then. While they were gone, I ended up passing out. I was almost late for work because I woke up late. Nice. I mean, I woke up at 10:55 instead of 10:50.
Nice.
I know. I leave at 10:55.
Shit, I gotta start driving. It takes me a whole 40 seconds to get there. Fuck.
Hey, it takes me a minute.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
There's stop signs.
A minute if you're fucking walking, maybe.
Actually, it's 3 minutes if I'm walking.
That's a fast fucking walk. Every time we walk right there, it takes at least 5 minutes.
Because we're dicking around the whole time.
We usually stop to take a piss.
Yeah. And check for snakes. And then Friday, which was yesterday, I was busy doing something. Oh, yeah. I cleaned out mine and my sister's car. She paid me to clean out her car. That's the only reason why I did it. And I had some shopping to do. I had to work. So. Yeah. My car's nice and clean, though. Oh, me and my mom went to Walmart. That was fun. I asked her to buy me some condoms and lube, but she didn't.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Damn, man.
I know.
It's rough.
It is rough. It really is. It's rough.
You should ask Adam about it.
Yeah, I should. Which Adam?
Adam and Eve.
Oh, okay.
The porn site. Yes.
Porn site? That's a sex store.
That's the same fucking thing. Their commercials are pornos.
Yeah, they are. And then today I slept most of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up at like, I don't know, 1:45 or something like that. So I thought you were coming over at noon, since your messages were very
okay. No. I'm about to read this.
You are about to read that.
Okay, hold on.
There it is.
Okay, what time are you wanting to chill? Because I got lunch with my grandparents tomorrow. And he said, depends when that is then.
Yeah, I said, it depends what time you want to hang out.
No. I asked you what time you want to hang out. I was describing the lunch. You said, I got lunch with my grandparents tomorrow. You said, depends when that is.
Yes.
I said, like, noon.
Yeah, you said, what time do you want to hang out tomorrow? I said, depends on what time. I wasn't talking about your grandparents' lunch. I could give a damn about
give
that.
Give a flying fuckaroonie what you
all
think.
All I cared about is when you were going to be here.
Oh.
That's gay.
You're only saying that because it's a Kansas City hat.
And it's genuinely gay. He takes 40 pictures of a hat.
You're a cuck.
We've went over this. I'm the biggest, dirtiest cuck. I am just drinking this fucking thing like water.
I am just drinking your fucking jizz like water.
I see where you get that mixed up.
No, because yours is warm.
Yeah?
It's produced fresh for me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to put it on my pancakes. Like syrup.
From Denny's?
Maybe.
IHOP's not a thing anymore.
IHOB. IHOB.
The International House of Barnacles. Those dirty bastards. I thought that whole thing was a joke to begin with, and then like, shit, this is the real thing now.
The International House of Beepus.
Beepus. The International House of Balls, and you can suck them.
International House of Bitches.
Bitches!
That's what we're really going with.
Biscuits!
My biscuits are so tender. I'm going to make an international house for them.
I'll show your biscuits some gravy. No, with two E's.
Can you make it sweet?
G-R-A-Y-V-E-E. Nope. That's a porn site, actually.
Can't make it sweet. Got to make it salty.
Gravy. You didn't hear anything I said, did you?
No, I didn't. I wasn't listening.
So gravy is a porn site. G-R-A-Y-V-E-E. A bunch of porn on there.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, it's a bunch of porn.
I'm going to look it up.
Go ahead and look it up.
All right. If it's not a bunch of porn, I'm going to be very upset.
It is porn because I found it when I was like 8 years old.
Because you didn't know how to spell gravy?
Actually, I just looked up naked women and it was like the third thing that popped up.
G-R-A-Y-V-E?
E.
E. Two E's.
I'm pretty sure you have a T in there too.
No, I don't.
Gravy.
Was it just .com?
Yeah. .com.
Well, it doesn't exist anymore, bud.
It was connecting you to a live sex cam site, though.
Ooh, so we feisty.
We were still in the ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
Still got women getting naked.
Naked. Naked women.
Naked.
Naked. I like it when you're getting naked.
And naked knickers. Little triggers. Eating up your ears.
Don't make me smack you around with my cock, because I'll do it.
Go for it.
Oh my god.
The fuck is that?
She became a whole hoe.
Oh shit, I didn't even know that. I don't even think we're friends on Snapchat anymore. I'm pretty sure I blocked her. Because, well, I don't even know why I have a Snapchat anymore. I don't even get on there.
She never puts anything on there.
I never put anything on there.
I know you don't. Barely Snapchat me.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Fuck
man.
Stick.
I fall apart?
So my party was a success. It was nice that we kept the tradition going. 3 years in a row now that I've had a massive party. Which, this one wasn't even really that big. It was bigger than my 20th.
Forgot you're 22 now.
Yeah. It was bigger than my 20th. There was only, what, like 7 of us there?
What, your 19th? Or 20th?
My 20th.
Yeah. But that was also a bunch of cool people that actually stuck around the whole time.
Yeah. You, me, my girlfriend, our TJ and his girl, and then Nikki, and
who's Nikki?
She was, yeah. Nikki, and then, what was the fucking name he came up for himself?
Ramon?
Ramon, yes. I don't know how he got that one. Maybe it was just off the top of his head.
I was just going to call him the CW.
Did you like my joke the other night?
What joke?
Oh, fuck. What did I say? I was like,
I wasn't here the other night.
No, it was at my party.
Oh, you're talking about the one with the girlfriend?
No. I was like, man, it's really howling out there. Is that the wind or... He was like, he just started buzzing up laughing. He's like, fuck you.
I didn't hear that. So,
Pops met my other little brother.
Is that the first time?
I think so.
Oh, damn.
Or at least it's the first time he's seen him in a long time. And he, the first thing Pop said to him was, you got fucking Justin Bieber hair. And he was just, my brother was just like, fuck you. I was like, god damn. But yeah, I think throughout the entire night, there was probably ended up being, they weren't all there at once, but throughout the entire night, there was probably like 15 different people. So it was all right.
Yeah.
Last year, you weren't there,
I was not.
There was a mix-up of some family and some of my parents' friends, and then a lot of my friends. There was like 30-some-odd fucking people there.
Right on.
At the end of the night, when I finally puked in the driveway and had to go inside and then puked all over myself, there was still like 12 or 13 people left.
Right on. Still trying to top my Wentworth party?
I don't want that many fucking people at a party. I don't even know that many people.
My my next big party is going to be my reception at my wedding.
Fair enough. And yeah, that's like... I'm
pretty much done with parties after that.
Big B and Mammy have, like, no shit, like 600 or 700 people going to their fucking reception.
That is a lot. That's expensive. Yeah, I actually saw him the other day. He came into my work when I was working a 16-hour shift. Him and his couple other guys. Came in there.
Okay. That big old douchebag.
Yeah.
We had to mute you for a second so he could tell me who it was. You know, okay, this is something we didn't tell you guys yet. We bought a mic, finally. So, A, that's why it sounds better. And B, it's got a fancy little mute button so I can just be like...
You all over the place.
Yeah. You don't even know what the fuck I just said. It's pretty handy.
He literally said nothing. Witness. This was like a radio show. There'd be no witnesses. If he went solo.
I got you. Hold on.
She is indeed.
Are you going to tell him what I said?
No. It's gonna, we're just going to leave it in suspense, like a special victim unit. Dun dun.
My girlfriend started watching Criminal Minds again.
Oh, jeez.
It was the dumbest fucking show.
It is.
It kind of fucking, like, oh my god. It turned into a fight, but we're not even going to go there. I just, like, if I'm going to sit down and watch, a show that's supposed to be serious, it has to make sense. Because...
Oh, wait, never mind. I was thinking of the wrong show. I was thinking about NCIS there for a second.
I like NCIS, but that one's not, like, stupid. Like, Criminal Minds. Like, there was this episode that she was watching where a CIA agent got some fucking random people. I don't know if they were fucking terrorists or what. What the fuck? But some random people got the drop on a CIA agent. And... tied him up, and then from the front, mm-hmm. You know how they killed him?
No.
They snapped his head from the front, and I said, no fucking average Joe can do that. That is fake.
Yeah.
That is not real. Not many fucking people can do it from the back.
True. I think they just be popping their neck.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, man, you just relieved me.
No regular person, I don't care if it's a fucking terrorist, and you think, oh, they're fucking... They're high level. They're not fucking trained. They don't know any better. They're just a fucking group of radical assholes. That's like saying that the Westboro Baptist Church could go out and just, like, get the drop on a fucking government agent and tie them up in the chair and just snap their neck from the front. And it's like, no, that's not real. It's stupid. It makes no sense.
Funny.
People don't understand how strong you have to be to do that.
Navy SEAL.
If it's like a fucking 4-year-old, yeah, pretty easy. A grown-ass fucking man, a little different.
You just really compare breaking a 4-year-old's neck under a grown man.
I'm just saying, I don't mean to sound terrible, but yeah, if it's a small child, yeah, super easy. A grown man, no, dude, you can't do that. There's special training and more strength that goes into that. That was dumb.
I'd rather shoot him.
And then you know what?
Easier.
You know what happened? The CIA
didn't give a damn.
Found out. No, they found out he was dead, so they had to cover up what happened.
Ah, that makes sense.
So they brought in a team, cleaned everything up, and wrote a note, stuck a shotgun in his mouth, and pulled the trigger with the guy's finger. He's already dead. So they made it look like a suicide.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you do understand that when a forensics team comes in there and they examine the body,
and they see the shotgun blast through the fucking head, that broken neck didn't just magically fucking disappear. You're still going to be able to see it.
Unless they took off the whole head.
No. No, because they did it in the mouth up through the top of the head. So the neck is still intact. I'm like, this makes no sense. People in the real world, in a government agency, if they're going to cover something up, they don't make a mistake like that. You know what they do? They tie him up to the ceiling and make it look like he hung himself if his neck is snapped. That makes a little more sense. It would be harder to find out what really happened. Putting a fucking gun in your mouth, pulling the trigger, doesn't fucking snap your neck in multiple places.
Was it like a sawed-off shotgun, or was it like a full-size shotgun?
It was like a full-size shotgun.
How is someone's arms that long?
Ask Courtney Love. That's a little Kurt Cobain humor for you.
I don't think a lot of people got that one.
No, they didn't. I could make a joke about that's really messed up.
Oh, yeah?
I love the memes that whenever something is like you didn't see it coming, or like it's crazy, you can't believe it or whatever, you find a picture of Kurt Cobain and post it on there and it says, mind equals blown.
I'm blown.
How fucked is that? It's pretty awesome.
Man, that comment section must be a blast.
That was a good one. Still not as good as the action figures that were sold of Paul Walker post burnt to death. Those are great. And the pickle's upset with me now.
Anyways, I'm excited to get my willy sucked. It's been a whole 6 months and 2 weeks.
Wow, you really counted the fucking time.
Yes, I did. It's going to be 6 weeks, six months, 2 weeks, and 1 day tomorrow when I pick her up.
You know that you are a sex addict, right?
I'm aware.
Okay. Yeah. Just saying.
Self-diagnosed.
I don't know about that. That's pretty easy for me to tell.
You should have saw me earlier. I fucked a squirrel.
Fucked a squirrel?
I did.
Do you want to talk about
your little bitch.
You want to talk about your summer body?
Nah.
Your hot body?
Oh, it's going to take some time.
I got to put new coals on.
You do, don't you?
Don't make it last 7 minutes.
That's like a whole 7 minute spew.
Please don't. Just condense it as much as possible.
I'll try.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to, oh God. You know what? I'm going to put the coals on and whatnot, but I'm really just going to, listen for a minute.
All right, you little shit bricks. I'll tell you how to get a summer body. Now, with summer coming up, you know, we're still packing on a little bit of our winter weight, you know. January is still popping on us. You see, okay, so this is how we're going to get a summer body. All right, I'm gonna write this down for you. Let me see that piece of paper real quick.
No.
All right, it's going to be D. What?
I'm listening.
Oh, you gave me a work. Anyway, it's not going to start with a D. Fortunately, that's a good way to lose weight, though, with the D. But it's going to be NGH. Not going to happen. Actually, NGFH. Not going to fucking happen. Unless you're like vegan and drinking green tea every morning and exercising. Like, what the fuck is exercising? Come on, no one exercises anymore.
That's awful.
Yeah, it is awful. But this is what we're going to do. We're gonna do something called a diet, all right? We're gonna do like a half diet where you can eat your red meats and drink your beer and eat cheese and bread. Because
this sounds like my kind of fucking diet.
All right, so you're gonna do a half diet. So at least you what? DI, die. That's what you're gonna do. You're gonna kill yourself. No, I'm just kidding. Don't kill yourself. No, DI stands for deficit intake. Now, do you ever like get on YouTube and you see a commercial pop up where it's like you see this guy shirtless in a fake kitchen, he's just shredded and with the six packs abs and everything, and he's like, do you want to get shredded six packs abs? And you're sitting there like, yeah. That'd be awesome. Well, this is what you're gonna do. you gotta stop eating bread, cheese, and drinking beer.
Oh God!
And you're just like, never mind. I don't want to diet anymore. I don't want six packs abs. Just let me die slowly. So you're gonna start off with your deficit intake. All right. So first things first. First thing on the shopping list: whiskey. Neat. You're drink whiskey neat. You're not gonna put no Jack and Coke or Dr. Pepper and Jim, because if you're just mixing soda with your alcohol, you might as well be doing heroin. It's pretty much the same thing. So you're gonna drink your whiskey neat. All right, you're like three or four of those, get a nice little buzz going, depending on how much you drink, and you're good to go. You're not gonna be sucking down 15 beers, getting 2,000 calories and shit. No. All right, next thing. You're going to suck down water. You're going to be sucking it down.
So tell them whiskey and water. You can do both.
You're just going to be sucking down water. That's all you're going to do. You're sucking down water. You might be pissing like a pregnant woman, but it's totally fine. I mean, you should realistically be peeing like 800 times a day. That's totally fine. It's going to be totally worth it. All right, the next thing on the list is exercise? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could exercise. Not really. I mean, if you don't want to exercise, that's totally fine. But, you know, the most realistic way to get a summer body is to not just go outside. Just stay inside, listen to our podcast, and just kill yourself slowly. That's all you have to do. That's how you get it. That's how you get your summer body right there. But you get like a, you know you're getting out of shape whenever you're chasing a soccer ball down a hill and you're getting winded. It's like literally a 15 step walk. But
I'm in better shape than you are, motherfucker.
It's because I'm old. I'm falling apart. I got broken knees and back. It's like shredded all the hell. But, yeah, that was a condensed version. I mean, I had like a whole 7-minute speech prepped up, but. Oh, you know.
That was still like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I left out some things. But, you know, Fatty's walking around here just kicking a soccer ball. He doesn't want to get involved in the podcast at all. Or
I'm going to dip my balls in your throat.
He's going to dip balls in throat. That's where he puts his chew, too. He just dips in his mouth.
Ooh.
That's a balls.
Oh, God. Now I've got a hard on.
Now he's got a raging boner. He's over here having orgasms.
Yeah.
Almost made me go deaf because we have to put in headphones for some reason.
Because it's easier to hear through the fucking microphone.
I'm not trying to listen to myself.
I'm not trying to listen to myself.
What are you, a retired Irishman or
hey,
something?
Hey, whoa.
Whoa.
I don't even care that you said the R word, but don't talk about my fucking my fucking people like that, okay?
People?
Yeah.
No, now they're your people? What kind of slavery shit is this?
You're not fucking Irish. I am, bitch.
So you're taking Italian. My slaves?
You're Italian Canadian.
I'm Italian? What?
You are Italian.
If anything, French would have made more sense.
But you are Italian. It is.
I am not Italian.
Yes, you are.
I am far from Italian.
I can see Italian in your mother.
Italian in my mother? Where?
Everywhere. The hair, the face, the skin tone.
She looks like a regular white woman.
No, she does not. She looks like she should be living in New Jersey.
In New Jersey?
Yes.
Oh, no. Us people from New York hate New Jersey.
I know you do, but you're not from New York. You're from
I am from New York.
You're from Canada.
Oh, my God. I think you just heard the word Canada and just went with it.
The pickle could never run for president because he's Canadian.
Yes, I can.
You could run for the fucking prime minister of Canada.
I swear, you just heard the word Canada. You just stuck with it. Like, yep, he was from Canada.
He's a fucking Canuck.
No, he didn't get offended by that, huh? No.
I am a sweating bitch.
You are a drunk sweating bitch.
I'm not drunk.
You're a little drunk Irishman. What you are.
Okay. Two of those things are true.
Two out of two. Look at me go. You could have just easily said all of that is true.
Shh. Shh.
Man. Now I remember why I don't drink beer.
Hmm.
Because it tastes like water. Water.
Bitch about everything.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I'm your typical white girl. Look at that go. Make you spill all over you. Khalil Mamoon.
I will fucking jizz on your face.
It's gonna taste like Mountain Dew?
Probably.
Sweet. Let's do this.
It's gonna be mostly the
100% is where my phone's at.
It's gonna be mostly the syrup and not a lot of babies.
Happy 5:30.
Whoop. You dip ass.
I don't dip ass. You dip ass.
You eat ass.
Yeah, that's totally different from dipping ass. I say you dip ass.
I am a dipping ass. I am a dipping ass hick.
Ugh.
Blech.
Use the H word.
Blech. Blech. Did you see my Snapchat story last night?
No, I don't get on Snapchat.
Oh.
We went over this like not even 10 minutes ago.
I was wearing my boots with basketball shorts. You would have been proud.
And I would kick you in the teeth. Like, put on some shoes or some jeans, you dumb shit.
I have jeans on now, but they're tucked into my boots.
You're worse than military guys.
They have to do it. I did it by choice.
Military guy. Hey, girl. We're getting married.
We've only known each other for a week and a half.
We've only known each other for 30 minutes at the bar. We're getting married.
Let's get married. It's not that fucking funny.
But realistically, he's a cuck.
You're a fucking cuck.
I love
this thing. You're a cuck that I'd like to fuck.
Yeah.
You're a kilf.
That statement is also true.
You're a kilf. Cuck, I'd like to fuck.
Cuck me sideways and fuck my mother.
Ooh. Wait, okay, that's disgusting because that means that you want to watch that.
Sideways, yes.
That's disgusting.
My real mom, not my fake mom that you know. We're going to do some Alabama
okay,
shit.
I'm going to ask. Who is your real mom then?
I don't know. Who's your real mom?
I know my real mother. I thought I knew your real mother, so who's your real mom if that's not your real mom?
I woke up in an orphanage.
At what age? At 23?
31.
Because nobody likes you when you're 23.
You know, for being 34, I am actually a pretty fit guy. Just saying, it could have been a lot worse.
Okay, in reality, he's 23, and he is in the worst shape of his life.
I'm pretty good shape to be 34.
You're in horrible shape to be 23. And I weigh, like, 40 more pounds than you.
Just one more year.
One more year? One more year until what?
35.
Until you could die?
I'll be 35, and you'll be 23. Guess what happens when you're 23?
Nobody likes you.
That's right. It's going to be a whole year of just hating.
You already spent a year hating me. I was 21, so fuck you.
You're also 20 and 19. I'm pretty sure 18, too. Ain't that right?
You're a dip ass.
Yeah, this is blooper shit right here.
This is blooper shit right here. Let me tickle your balls. Give it the old slap and tickle, bitch.
A little bit of this, maybe even less of this.
Actually, I like more of this and even more of this.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of bacon.
You know, Jack Lance, they came out with breakfast bacon. I'm like, what's the difference? And bacon and breakfast bacon. I'm pretty sure bacon's all made the same way. there like different times you put on?
Sometimes I really want to punch people for being stupid.
Hey, man, let's go out and get some breakfast bacon.
Let's go get some IHOP.
IHOP?
IHOP!
IHOP. IHOP. Fuck with the mob, I go.
Do you hob and bob?
Oh, I hob and bob on a dick. More importantly, do you just bob?
Yes.
On the pussy?
Yes.
On the
pussy! Pussy!
What's 9 plus 2?
21?
No, you dumb peg.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh my god. Who would have thought that out of the two of us, you're going to be the one using racial and gay slurs all the time? I thought it would be me.
I just use gay slurs. I don't use racial slurs.
You said a racial slur a couple episodes ago.
Which one?
You know which one.
Which one?
You know. I'm not saying it. But you know what you said, you fuck.
Cuck. C.
With a C. I'm sorry. You're a kilf.
A kilf?
Cuck, I like to fuck. Yes, kilf.
Might as well just go with kilt.
Wait, what?
A cuck, I like to tickle.
You can't tickle me unless you're going to give me the old slap and tickle.
Oh, I thought you were a cuck. I thought you wanted to watch me fuck.
It's like your sister wanted to give me the old slap and tickle. She actually did. She gave me the slap, and she tried to give me the tickle.
I'm pretty sure she gave you the tickle, too.
She wanted to. She came in drunk as shit. She looks at the pickle, and she's just like, fuck you. And then she looks at me and she like taps my chest a couple times and smacks me right in the face.
She's like, well, hello there.
I look over at him and I was like, I think your sister wants to give me the old slap and tickle. He's like, I'm pretty sure that's how she got pregnant the first time.
Lick my ball sack and call me Charlie.
Well, stuff a thick cock in me and call me Sally.
Hello, Sally.
Where's that cock I asked for? Oh, my God.
There it is.
It's big and beautiful. Okay, I got to grab my coals, and then we got to do some news.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We have news to talk about.
We have news and other things to speak of.
I guess. So I was at work yesterday, or a couple days ago.
Oh, no.
And some lady, she came up to me dead serious and asked, which one of your donuts have ice in them?
Ice?
Yeah. Not icing.
Which is what
not cream.
What she meant, but she's probably...
No, we have icing on top of them. We don't stuff it with icing. No, she asked what kind of donuts we had ice in. Which ones have ice in them?
Some of them...
I looked at her.
Some of them have cream in them.
I looked at her. I was like, none. I was holding back so hard. I was about to say, like, ice. It's like ice cubes. Or ice is in meth. Because there's two different ways that we can take this right now.
Ice? Ice Cube? The wrapper? I wish we had them in a donut.
Oh, we can put them in a donut.
I could put you in a donut.
Put your mom in a donut.
I already did put your mom in a donut. Oh, man. You know what sucks? You know what's shitty?
What's shitty?
So the other day was your mom's birthday.
It was my mom's birthday.
And I wasn't here to give her her present.
Yeah, was it the slap and tickle?
It was the old slap and tickle.
Pretty sure she liked my gift the most, though. Oh. Of all the ones she got.
Was it the old slap and tickle?
No, it was not, you freak. I actually got her a real gift.
Well, hey, mine will be a real gift, too.
No, she's been, like, using the shit out of my speaker, so I was like, no.
Mine is the gift that keeps on
I'm just going to get you your own speaker. So I went out to Walmart, and I bought her, like, one of those little ones, Black Web ones, and it's waterproof and stuff. And I was like, yeah, you can take this.
One of the ones I used to have?
Yes. Well, no, because it can hang up and stuff.
Oh, so you got a nicer one.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, it's a little square one.
Sorry I was poor back then.
It was only, like, $15. Oh, excuse me. But anyways, like it has a little hook on it that you can hang it, and it's really loud, and it's water resistant, so you can take it in the shower with you, or if you leave it outside when it's raining, it will hurt it or anything. So I was like, all right, it's cool. Yeah, she liked that one the most out of all the gifts she got.
still haven't given her mine yet.
You probably won't. Probably won't even see her for another week. You'll probably forget tomorrow. You're like,
oh,
shit.
Oh, no. I never forget to give your mom the old slap
pickle. You did yesterday. Day before yesterday.
Well, I didn't forget. I just wasn't around.
No, you didn't even know my mom's birthday until I told you today.
No, because we're friends on Facebook. I seen it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you wish her a happy birthday?
Yes, I did.
Did you? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go through her page.
And you know what? You know what she told me on my birthday?
What'd she tell you?
She posted on my page and said, happy birthday, handsome. And I said,
oh, mama bear.
Hey, that's what I call my mom. All right, we have 20 minutes to get through all your news.
I'm still trying to get my coals set.
Setting up them coals. You know, I probably should put coals on myself, too, while you're up. But, you know, fuck it. You know, speaking of coals and...
For those of you listening, we haven't seen each other in a week, so this is what we do when we haven't seen each other in a while.
But,
We cook it up.
The enchilada, she's bringing me, like a half a box of coals I left out in Reno.
Ooh, sweet.
And three different shisha flavors I bought that haven't even been opened.
Oh!
Yeah, I know. I bought myself a bunch of shisha. When I thought I was going to go back, I had something to smoke and, you know, just relax.
Mm-hmm.
But it was abandoned.
Yep. Yep, just like your illegitimate son.
Yes, I told her to go ahead and sell both my hookahs out there, but she didn't.
We're not even going to talk about this, huh?
Nope. One of them actually broke because her sister broke it in the move.
Pusha T should make a song about you and your son.
Anyways.
Okay.
I have a little one, a little purple one that I bought for the enchilada that, you know, she never used, so I started using it. And I had a...
Okay, so you bitched at me about not needing to do the news, and then...
No, you can't hear a second. And then I had a 3-foot tall Starbuzz one, which was really nice.
I'm going to give you something that's 3-foot tall.
And then they your broke child. It. They broke it in the move, and I was pissed. I was like, son of a bitch. That was like an $80 vase that I bought for it. It was all nice and smoky and stuff. And I was like, ah.
Can I talk about news now?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. You talk about your news, and I'm going to go put some goals on.
I had to do the dad noise. There was silence. Okay.
You don't know, but my dick's touching the mic.
Okay. In the news today,
tomorrow,
President Trump suggests separation of families at the border is a negotiating tool.
Which border?
Yeah, I think you know which border.
The China-United States border?
Yeah, sure.
It's called the ocean.
You're an idiot. Okay, so President Donald Trump suggested Saturday that he is using his administration's separation of families at the U.S. border as a negotiating tool to get Democrats to cave on his immigration demands, which include funding for a border wall, curbing legal immigration into the U.S., and tightening the rules for border enforcement.
To be honest, I thought you were about to say... something about abortion there.
No. You know, I don't even have to go, like, super deep into that to tell you that Trump's a piece of shit.
But he supports abortion.
You know, like, even if you're trying to get shit done that I don't agree with, you know, most tactics is, like, whatever. You are separating parents from children, or you're separating couples, or... whatever the case may be, you're separating families as a tool for political negotiations. You're a piece of shit. That tells me that
apart.
You are probably a horrible father.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, we already kind of knew. But if you don't have any sort of sympathy... empathy, whatever. God, dude, you're such a fucking horrible person. Horrible person. Just, I can't even talk about this anymore. I can't. I knew he was a piece of shit, but good God.
All right, moving on.
Okay.
We are prepared for war.
Prepared for war, not the war you think.
The So why are they?
Mueller's readying his Russia probe report while Trump and his allies armed for a political battle. President Trump's lawyers and special counsel Robert S. Mueller III are hurtling toward a showdown over a year-long investigation into the president's conduct, with Mueller pushing to write up his findings by summer's end, and Trump's lawyers strategizing how to... I don't know how to say that word.
My what word?
I guess that's rebut. I don't fucking know.
Where?
That right there?
Rebuke?
I don't think it's rebuke.
It is.
Maybe. Whatever. Whatever that word is, I'm stupid. Deal with it. A report that could spur impeachment hearings. The confrontation is coming to a head as Trump and his allies ratchet up their attacks on the special counsel probe, seizing on a report released Thursday by the Justice Department's Inspector General that castigated FBI officials for their conduct during the 2016 Hillary Clinton email investigations. Rudolph Giuliani, the president's personal attorney, said that he planned to use the inspector general's conclusions to undermine Mueller, suggesting he may ask Attorney General Jeff Sessions to appoint a second special counsel to examine the current probe. Okay, well, first of all, the problem with that is Jeff Sessions and Trump do not like each other right now.
Speaking of Trump, want to see something?
What?
The nuke book.
I love that. Yeah, Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump, not the best of friends at the moment.
Why not?
For a lot of shit. A lot of shit talking. A lot of shit talking. A lot of teenage drama is really what it comes down to. But that wheel is not turning. Or maybe it was just turning really fast. But it doesn't look like that one wheel is turning.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Whatever. But anyways.
Compensating for something.
I feel like, I really feel like Trump loses this one.
He does. He loses everything.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to lose
this one. Except for the election, apparently.
Yeah, that. The biggest thing that we wanted him to lose is what he didn't lose. But I feel like anybody with half a brain knows that shit might be coming to a close for him.
Let's hope.
And even if he didn't have any direct relations, the fact of what he's done to try and cover up and or get rid of people that did is... still obstruction. So, man, I feel like you lose either way on this one, bud.
Let's lose.
It already came out that one of your top guys there, Michael Flynn, had talked to Russia and lied to the FBI. I feel like the rest of your team's going down, bud. You might as well...
Was it lost?
I would say quit while you're ahead, but you're not really ahead of anything, so you should just quit.
Quit while you're current.
Yeah. Quit while you can break even.
Just go back to running your... Just go back to running down casinos and hotels.
Yeah. Cash in your chips. What? Get the fuck out, man.
Can't really cash in chips. You don't got any cash to cash them with.
That's true. I did just say to break even. So, yeah, don't even cash anything in. You lost everything you gained, so just take what you have and just leave, man.
Let's go back to Trump Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Go install some sprinkler systems.
Yeah, so you don't kill anybody else. You fucking piece of shit. Anyways.
Anywho.
Moving on.
To E3.
E3!
Not the band either.
Some of the... this is just... the entertainment list, the 15 games we're most excited about. I'm not even going to go through all of them because I don't even know what some of them are. But
The Last of Us.
The Last of Us Part 2.
It's a zombie game.
Yeah, you know, I played a little bit of the first one. I thought it was all right.
I don't like zombie games.
Of course you fucking
down. I'll move on. I'm really excited about this.
Super Smash Bros.
Ultimate.
Ultimate.
I am ready for this. Although, I'm pretty sure I would have to get a Nintendo Switch, but I know people that have it, so I might just buy the game and take it to their house.
You know, I'd buy one.
I'm super fucking excited about that. I love Smash Bros. That used to be my shit.
When are they going to stop with that fucking thing?
What?
Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts 3? It has been... How long has it been?
I remember when the first one came out, I was like...
There's a meme that says it's been 84 years. But it's been a long fucking time since 2 was released. I'm kind of excited about this one. I think it's going to be pretty cool. Wolfenstein Youngblood. For those of you that never played Wolfenstein...
I've never played it.
It's like a Nazi game.
Like, I'd like it then.
It was kind of fun. Marvel's Spider-Man. Looks pretty good.
Spidey.
One that I'm not fucking excited about, Fallout 76.
Wow, there's been a lot of Fallouts.
It's technically, like,
1976?
It is the... It should have been 5, but it's technically the 6th game. Because there was 1, 2, 3, then New Vegas, and then 4... So this is the 6th Fallout installment.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not excited about this at all. Because anyone that's played the Fallout series knows that New Vegas was hands down the best.
I've played New Vegas.
It's not even close. New Vegas is the best Fallout game that's been made to date. Fallout 3 was still pretty good. I mean, before New Vegas came along, Fallout 3, I feel like, was a lot of people's favorite. Then New Vegas came out, and Fallout 3 ceased to exist to a lot of us. Fallout 4 came, and it wasn't even better than Fallout 3. I'm not excited about Fallout 76, because if the last new game you produced didn't even do better than your second best game... Dude, just stop. Just stop. I don't even care if this one is great. Even if it is great, you had your chance and you blew it. I feel like a lot of people will probably still invest in it and get the game and lose interest really quickly, even if it is, on the whole, a good game. Because everybody lost interest in Fallout 4 within a week. I didn't even play the whole thing. Pops finished the whole thing, and he's less than impressed. So I'm not even going to give this one a chance. I'm done with Fallout. I have no idea what that game is. No idea that one is. No idea what that one is. New Doom game, Doom Eternal.
I don't play. I never played Doom.
Oh, it's kind of fun. New Halo game, Halo Infinite. When we started this project, the team's vision for the game was ambitious, so much that we knew we had to rebuild new tech to fully realize our goals for Halo Infinite. 343 Industries studio head Chris Lee wrote in a blog post, "The E3 demo showcases some of the exciting potential of this technology. Everything you see is running in-engine." The teaser announcement for Halo Infinite, a follow-up to 2015's Halo 5 Guardians, with a refocus on the Master Chief, wasn't reflective of the game it'll eventually become. But the first details and the added tease from Lee about making changes to how we approach things are tantalizing. I'm going to have to watch the trailer again. I'm pretty excited about it.
Assassin's Creed.
Odyssey, it's... I've
never played Assassin's Creed.
Like, the first two were really good. I even liked the second one better than the first one. This is like, I don't know, like the 10th Assassin's Creed installation. I mean, it looks kind of cool. I think it's set in, like, Roman times and stuff. That's kind of cool, but at the same time, I don't give a fuck.
He's just traveling the globe.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that game.
Jurassic World's on there.
Yeah. I do know... I believe there's going to be a Gears of War 5. That looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I never played 4,
but I heard great things about it. Because I liked 1, 2, and 3.
I'm waiting for them to do to remaster Need for Speed Most Wanted. The first one, not the second one where the fuck that one was.
Oh, yeah, that one was.
It was awful.
That would be shit. That would be the shit, though.
Well, it would be.
That was hands down the best Need for Speed game.
That was.
And I even liked some other Need for Speed games, but none of them were better than that one. That one was amazing.
I think after that Most Wanted, I think my other next favorite one would have to be On the Run.
I don't think I ever played that one. You know what one I thought was stupid?
Which one?
The Drift.
Oh, yeah.
That one was fucking horrible. Oh, God, it was so bad. The team racing and stuff like that, dude, come on. That's fucking lame, man. It's fucking lame. If you're going to make some shit like that, make it like a fucking Speed Racer game so I know not to fucking buy it. Ugh. And anyways, there's some other stuff going on. We don't have time to get into all of it. I mean, we would if we spent another hour talking about it. But if you don't know anything about all the E3 announcements and the awards and shit like that, go check it out because there's some pretty cool shit going on.
Google it.
It's good stuff. You said you didn't know if you wanted to talk about Sikik's new stuff. I'll leave that up to you.
Literally just has like two songs that came out. They're both phenomenal. Just listen to them.
What are they called?
One of them you like mentioned me on Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the other one I think is called The Last One or something like that. I was listening to it on YouTube. A little bit. It's called The One.
The One.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one called again?
Fuck, I don't know.
God damn it.
I know, I'm awful. But, I mean, I can try and find it, but
you got.
I think it's called
minutes.
Like the Graceful something. Or
that sounds right. Just check your
Lost My Way.
Check your mentions on Twitter.
It's called Lost My Way.
Lost My Way.
Yeah.
So we're way off.
My favorite Sikik song though would have to be Casanova.
I don't think I've heard that one yet.
You've listened to it. You just weren't paying attention.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. You about ready for a break?
Yeah, yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Okay.
Peace out, you douchebags.
Bitches.